It is 3rd of May. Full-scale war in Ukraine has been ongoing for exactly 800 days now. These are 800 days of pain, despair, unbearable suffering, and incredible heroism. The Russians intended to conquer us within a month, to subjugate and then destroy us. But we've been resisting for a 3rd year now and have no intention of surrendering. Now, let me tell you a story that I find fitting to share on this bloody anniversary. While you take a look at the description of this podcast, there are GoFundMe and Buy Me a Coffee details to help me and my loved ones. Remember, the only monetization of this podcast is your support, which is always necessary and always welcome. Thank you. So, the story. I spent some time with a unit holding positions on one of the hottest spots of the front. The guys' positions were in a semi-destroyed building a few hundred meters from the Russian invaders. The battles were constant. Five people who could fit into this building fired several crates of ammunition and RPG shots per day. Every 2 days, the fighters were replaced. The exhausted five in the early morning while it was still dark left the position, and fresh five soldiers loaded with crates of ammunition took over the position and began fighting the Russians. Those who were replaced got into a jeep and drove to rest. They had 2 days to recover and return to hell. They rested in a regular country house on the outskirts of a small town. From the positions where bloody battles raged, it took only 30 to 40 minutes to drive to this house, no more. And it was truly impressive. Here you are, in a ruined settlement, much of which has already been seized by the Russians, where you can only move stealthily, where the gunfire never ceases for a second, and just a half an hour's drive, and you are in a town where cafes work, where's a supermarket, where people are busy with some ordinary things, working, going on dates, buying ice cream for their kids. Shells from Russian artillery don't reach this town, so it lives relatively peaceful despite the fact that the battles are raging very close to it. Relatively peaceful because there are no longer any cities or towns in Ukraine where the Russians could not reach with their ballistic missiles. A shell from a Howitzer can fly 30 miles and that's it. A missile flies thousands of miles and it's very difficult to intercept. But that's a story for another time. Now it's about the guys who rested in an almost peaceful town and returned to the war hell every few days. I will probably never forget the feeling that struck me when I rode with them in the dark to their positions. At first, we drove along a well-lit street surrounded by billboards of pizzerias and Japanese cafes. The guys in the jeep joked and laughed. But as soon as we left the town, the jokes stopped, the streetlights disappeared, and the road became worse and worse. Heavy military vehicles going back and forth had destroyed it. Soon the driver turned off the headlights and drove in the dark as if guided by some sixth sense, as if he were a Jedi who felt the way even when he couldn't see it. If the headlights were left on, the enemy would see us and try to hit us with fire from mortars and heavy machine guns in an unarmored jeep that would be certain death. The last few hundred meters of the journey we covered on foot, hiding the jeep in a small ravine. We reached the positions, unloaded the ammunition and replaced the soldiers who had been there for the past 2 days. You know, it's unbearably difficult to sit under fire, literally under the enemy's nose, and know that only half an hour separates you from ordinary, normal life. But if you don't sit there under fire, don't hold positions right under the enemy's nose, there won't be any normal life, there won't be life at all.